the United States of America. In task 1, you are asked to speak on your own about the United States of America. Following points should be included. Geography. With an area of more than 9 million square kilometers, the United States is the fourth largest country in the world, after Russia, Canada, and China. It includes many different geographical areas. The USA consists of three separate regions. These are the continental part, Alaska, and the Hawaiian Islands. The US territory abuts three oceans, the Arctic Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Pacific Ocean. The continental part borders with Canada and Mexico. The border with Mexico follows the Rio Grande River, and the border with Canada crosses the Great Lakes following the St. Lawrence River. Landscape. The surface of the USA is varied. Much of the central territory is covered by flat plains and contains fertile river valleys. The Mississippi River is the largest river in the US, and the surrounding region is very important for farming and trade. The southern part is more tropical in the east and more desert-like in the west. In the west, the largest mountain range, the Rocky Mountains, extends from the Canadian border all the way to Mexico. The highest mountain in the US is Mount McKinley in Alaska with 6,194 meters. There are also lots of natural attractions in the US, such as Yellowstone National Park with its geysers and Yosemite National Park with its rocks and waterfalls. The Grand Canyon, which is 1,800 meters deep and 350 kilometers long, is a spectacular canyon on the Colorado River. In Sequoia National Park, you can find some of the largest living trees on Earth. Everglades National Park in Florida is a special wetland where you can see many animals, including alligators. Weather. Climatic conditions differ greatly. Much of the central US has a humid temperate climate with relatively hot summers and cold winters. Extreme weather, including thunderstorms and tornadoes, is common in these regions. The southern part lies in the subtropical zone, southwest is much drier, and deserts are found in parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and other states. There are areas with more extreme weather. Most of Alaska has an Arctic climate, while southern Florida and Hawaii have tropical climates. Population. The United States is a diverse and multicultural country. It is the third most populous country of the world after China and India. There are more than 300 million people in the US. The country is often called a melting pot because it is made up of so many different ethnic groups. There are five major ones. The majority of Americans are identified as white or non-Latino, and the minorities are represented by Hispanic or Latino, African American, Asian, and Native American. Over 80% of Americans live in cities and suburbs. New York City is the largest city in terms of population, with more than 8 million inhabitants. The official language of the US is English. There are seven basic dialects. The highest population density is in the north. Cities. There are many significant cities on the East Coast, such as New York City, Boston, and the capital, Washington, D.C. New York was originally called New Amsterdam. It lies on the Hudson River and consists of five boroughs: Manhattan, Queens, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. New York offers a lot of interesting places to visit. For example, Times Square, Wall Street, Broadway, St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Empire State Building, and the Statue of Liberty. This symbol of freedom stands on Liberty Island and was given to the US by France in 1884. The capital of the USA is Washington. It lies on the Potomac River and is the only city that isn't a part of a state. It serves as the seat of the federal government, the president, the Congress, and the Supreme Court. The city was named in honor of George Washington. There are lots of places worth visiting: government buildings, museums, and monuments, such as the Lincoln Memorial. It resembles a Greek temple, the playhouse where Abraham Lincoln was shot, the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, the Library of Congress. The White House is the traditional residence of the president. It has served as the home of every US president except George Washington. The United States Capitol is the place where the US Congress makes the nation's laws. It is the seat of the House of Representatives and the Senate. Politics. The American political system is laid out in its constitution. At the present time, the USA is a federation consisting of 50 states. The US is a federal republic and its government consists of three main branches: the legislative, executive, and judicial. The legislative branch makes the laws and is represented by the two houses of US Congress, the Senate with 100 members and the House of Representatives, which has 435 members. The executive branch includes the office of the president, his cabinet, and other government departments, and it is responsible for carrying out the laws and running the country. President is the head of state, the holder of the highest executive power, and the commander-in-chief of the army. The president is elected for a 4-year term. He appoints some members of the government and representatives of federal bodies, courts, etc. The judicial branch is the federal court system. It consists of the Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the country, and of a network of lower local and federal courts.